So this is the age-old question.
Yep.
I know you probably already know. What's your go-to camera like manufacturer company? Like who do you think is the top? I mean, it's very highly debated.
Yeah.
What's your top?
Tried and true, I think.
What the heck?
That's super random.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and introduce yourself, like what you do.
Cool.
And we can just kind of take our conversation from there.
All right. So my name is John Weatherby. I am a travel and landscape photographer. I travel and take photos. That's kind of my goal, at least to do. Most of the time I teach workshops all around the world and have online courses and an editing plugin as well for Photoshop. So it's kind of my business model now. My career's looked a lot different over the years, but kind of content where I'm at right now with the travel and landscape stuff.
Nice. Very cool. So I know a little bit of your background just from what you share on social media and stuff, but like what did you do before photography and like what brought you into doing that as your career?
Yeah, so I picked up photography in my last semester of college. So I was studying advertising and public relations. And I was working at a restaurant and I had a little side hustle where I would basically take pictures of sushi and post them on their Instagram, the company's Instagram,
nice.
In exchange to get to eat the food afterwards.
So, free sushi.
Yeah, it's great for a college kid.
Yeah.
Nice arrangement. But basically, a guy came in one time to take photos of the menu, and the photos that he took blew my phone pictures out of the water, and
okay.
That's when I realized that I needed to get better gear.
I thought you were going to say the opposite, that the picture sucked, and you're like, I can do them better.
Well, I mean, I think I could do better now
yeah.
than he could do, because
yeah.
I'm not, yeah, I mean, that guy, is, that's a whole other story.
But you're not a sushi photographer now, right?
I am not, no, but I did start off doing a lot of, you know, food pictures,
okay.
lifestyle shots, commercial work around Tampa, photos for ads.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot of different stuff.
So you live in Tampa now, or like where,
I'm just visiting.
You travel. Okay, okay.
Yeah. Right now I'm still traveling full time, so I don't really have a home base per se. I've been renting a place in New York last
okay.
year for about 6 months out of the year. Last year I was staying in an apartment in New York City.
Nice.
So I'm kind of like part time in the van, part time in Iceland, it feels like, and then
yeah.
part time in New York City.
Nice.
Yeah.
Why New York? Like in the US, obviously, why are you there? So
I love cityscapes. That's where I started photographing actually before landscapes.
Okay.
And New York to me is like the mecca of cityscapes. The skyline is the best
yeah.
in the world, in my opinion. But a lot of, you know, very rich architecture, historical stuff. And it's also a really great contrast to van life. So when you're in the van, you're in the middle of nowhere. You're not surrounded by people. You have, you know, less access to gyms and stores and all this stuff. And then in New York, it's the complete opposite. It's like people everywhere. You got, you know, every store you can imagine just a block
yeah.
away
yeah.
from wherever you're staying. So it's the opposite of inconvenience. It's just like everything is at your disposal.
Yeah.
It's a good break.
Yeah. So you grew up in Florida, and did you start your career doing photography in Florida, or like where, I mean, obviously you had to at some point, but like, where did that go from there? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so I started, you know, taking shots around Tampa. Sushi turned into, you know, taking people's headshots and photos of the skyline and all kinds of stuff. Basically, social media allowed me to connect with a lot of people and businesses in Tampa that needed photography work. So I attribute, you know, kind of kick-starting my career through social media.
Okay.
But yeah, I started off in Tampa, and then basically, I started doing trips where I would, you know, take photos of different, you know, cities and the skylines there, and then eventually turn it into landscapes as well. But
nice.
You know, it was like make money with commercial photography, and then see how far I could stretch it with the travel stuff until I figured out how to, you know, kind of just make money while traveling.
So did you do photography like? Because I know that everybody obviously has. People in the photography world, they have a different journey of how they, I mean, some people jump into it and kind of like abandon everything. And like, if this doesn't work, then I'm going to be broke and I become a, a hobo or whatever.
Right.
I mean, some people have like a side hustle doing photography until they're kind of built up enough doing that. And then they kind of transition over to doing that full time. Like, how did that journey look for you?
Yeah. So I was finishing school when I just started kind of doing photos for work, and still I was waiting tables at the restaurant. And a mentor of mine actually told me to just keep working as a waiter and take on photo shoots until I got busy enough with that to where I could walk away from waiting tables and just do it full time. I really am grateful for this guy who, you know, gave me that advice, because he was very entrepreneurial, and, you know, he, the way he put it was, don't become a corporate sheep and, you know, get stuck at a desk 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. And, you know, I actually did an internship and realized as definitely not what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I stuck with it until I got busy enough. And then I was able to take the jump and do photography full time.
Just checking out the bird. Little moorhen. That's cool. So it was
a little more calculated, gradual. But I did take a lot of risks.
Yeah, of course.
Once I did start doing photography full time, a lot of betting on myself and kind of going after, you know, different areas in the photography business space.
Yeah. Did you always know that like landscape and like cityscape type photography was your thing that or were you kind of like testing different ones and you just kind of settled on that that's what did the best for you? Or
yeah. Well, I went to Iceland. I mean, I always loved cityscapes, and I would do photos of the skylines and stuff around different cities. But, you know, like I was doing commercial photography, so I was doing architecture work and headshots. And
you see that? Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. No, do you see the great blue heron right there? His head peeking out. It's cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
The landscape stuff didn't start until I went to Iceland for my first time in 2017. Okay. And then I really shifted gears and fell in love with landscape stuff. So I didn't always want to do landscapes and cityscapes, but I realized that, you know, I enjoy photographing them and I enjoy traveling. So they kind of just go hand in hand.
Yeah. So. I know for people that follow you, more than likely are aware of your van, the Weather Beast.
Yeah.
What, how did that, like, I know that you bought, it's a Mercedes, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a 4x4. Sprinter, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you renovated that, and you lived in it full time. And talk about like that and kind of like the journey of that, because I know it's super interesting.
Yeah, so I got introduced to van life by a buddy of mine who actually wound up building the van for me.
Okay.
He started a company that did conversions eventually, years after we met. But basically, he was inspiration, kind of a mentor to me as well. He's an entrepreneur. He had a business in Miami, sold everything, built a van, and just like hit the road in it, and went from living in like condos in downtown and like driving a Maserati to like living in nature in a van. So
that's cool.
Yeah, so I did a trip with him one time. I think it was in 2017 or 2018, and I realized that the van life was just amazing for photography, and you know, being able to get out and have a super flexible travel itinerary and
kind of
go where you want on a whim, where the weather takes you and stuff. So
yeah, you're not really tied down somewhere.
Yeah.
You kind of
not locked into any specific, you know, hotels or itinerary or anything. So
yeah
I started to have kind of find my footing, I would say, in around 2020, early 2020. I filmed and launched my first online course.
Yeah.
And I really started to actually, you know, I feel like move out of the starving, struggling artist realm. And then, you know, I started looking for a van. I bought the van, and then eventually wound up having my friend's company actually convert it professionally. So grateful that that worked out, because it would have not been nearly as nice as if I had done it. So
yeah. So what's your favorite like feature in your van? Like,
I mean,
guess top three, because I know there's a bunch. Yeah.
Well, I just love the 4x4 capabilities of it, to be honest. I mean, just being able to, you know, take it where most vans can't go.
Yeah.
You know, I've done a upgraded suspension and an extra lift on it, and you know, I have 34-inch tires, so like, it's able to go, you know, places most SUVs only could take you. So
yeah,
that's my favorite feature, I would say. I mean, other than that, maybe my memory foam mattress. My bed's pretty comfortable.
Yeah. That's important. Yeah. Where you sleep is important.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you are currently, like, what, do you have any big projects that are coming up here next? I mean, or stuff that you can talk about at least?
Yeah, of course. Well, I have a lot of workshops coming up soon. So I kind of, not even intentionally, just found myself selling a bunch of workshops out, and a lot of them are in Iceland, so... you know, it's one of my favorite things to do is to teach people photography in Iceland and like, one of the most beautiful places in the world, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
I have those coming up and some, you know, jobs kind of lined up with companies over there and, the online courses and my plugin as well. I'm going to be launching some new plugins and some, services around centered around the plugin as well. And the courses, like an online community.
So talk about the plugin, because like people might not know exactly what that even means. And
so I became, I would say, like very proficient in Photoshop through the commercial photography stuff I did, learning how to do composites and retouching and like a lot of stuff that I wound up translating into landscapes and cityscapes. And something that I found through teaching photography is that Photoshop's very intimidating for people.
Yeah.
Hard to understand, hard to learn. A lot of people just kind of give up on it and just stick to Lightroom. So I worked with a developer and created a plugin basically to help edit in Photoshop easier.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's made for people who don't necessarily understand Photoshop well, and they want to use the program and unlock, you know, the next level of possibilities with editing. And it helps, in my opinion, helps people create more polished, professional-looking edits.
That's awesome.
And streamlines the process. Yeah, hopefully that's in the camera.
I don't know if it got it or not, but...
Probably in the background.
Yeah. Like, they're coming back. Let's see if I can get a shot. Coming back through. It's so pretty. It's like iconic Florida right there.
Yeah, right?
So would you say that people that, like, were to buy the plugin, would you say that that's something that could like virtually replace them learning how to do Photoshop proficiently? I mean, obviously.
Yeah, basically the way that it works is it's got a lot of actions programmed into the buttons.
Okay.
And then a lot of stuff that's like hidden in the menus and things that require, you know, multiple keyboard strokes and all kinds of stuff. It's all programmed in the buttons, so you can just click basically through the edit. So now, I mean, I created it based off my own workflow. So when people started asking me how I create my photos, you know, now my response is, you know, use the Pro Panel because it literally has all of the things that I do in my editing workflow programmed into buttons that you can just click through. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So, you could like give it to a monkey probably and they could probably
Be a professional photographer.
Yeah.
Like,
edit
professionally. Yeah.
They could click, you know, and edit a picture with a few clicks. But I mean, I make it sound super simple. I have like videos on how to use it and kind of the intentions behind all the actions and how you would combine them and all that stuff. So it's not as simple as just like literally closing your eyes and clicking, but
you
it helps
have to
a
compose
lot,
the shot. I mean, you have the whole the whole other side of photography where you're actually creating the shot.
Yeah.
And then that just helps with streamlining the post process.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite like all time type of like composition that you would try to create? Like what, I mean, I know you love like cityscapes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So would that be, I guess you would just immediately say cityscape is your number one? Or?
No, landscapes would be my number one now.
Okay.
My classic composition would be like a wide angle shot.
Okay.
Where I would find something interesting in the foreground, something in the middle, and then something in the background, whether that's like mountains and sky, you know, maybe something in the foreground could be rocks or, you know, trees or, you know, patterns in the sand or, you know, ice or something like that, maybe in Iceland or something. So that's kind of my goal, to create a three-dimensional looking shot.
That's what I was gonna say, like you're creating like the different dimensions of your that's awesome. So this is the age-old question. I know you probably already know what's your go-to camera, like, manufacturer company? Like, what, who do you think is the top? I mean, it's very highly debated.
Yeah.
What's your top?
Tried and true, I think Nikon.
Okay.
Yeah, Sony really does have an upper hand in the mirrorless market.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have been using mirrorless for years, and I've considered switching a couple times. Okay. But I've actually gotten to work with Nikon. I've used Nikon my whole career.
Yeah.
It's never done me wrong. It's been very reliable and robust and, you know, dependable in all weather conditions. So I would say Nikon because I still use it to this day. I haven't switched yet, and I could have many times. So
I for me, and like with my photography, I mean, obviously I'm not to your level, but I actually started on like a D5200, a Nikon.
Okay. Nice.
And so that was like my very first entry level crop sensor camera.
Sure.
That I started on. And then when I switched over to full frame, I liked the portability and like the compactness of the mirrorless. And so that's what, cause I think it was before Canon and Nikon kind of hopped on board with manufacturing the mirrorless cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually went to Sony, and then once you start building up your all the glass and
yes.
your lenses and everything,
you're
it's kind of
in.
Hard to switch. Yeah. Cause yeah. you're, it's like, okay, let me drop 5, 10, 15 grand on lenses, and
yeah,
then now
right.
have to resell them. Obviously, you're not going to get the same money back.
Makes it a lot harder to switch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I do think that, like you said, Sony is kind of at the cutting edge of mirrorless,
right.
but Nikon and Canon are very much
close. I mean, basically,
bridging
the way
gap,
I see
yeah.
it is like all cameras now are very capable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're all going to do a great job.
Dude, your
job
freaking iPhone
yeah,
can do
iPhone.
Almost as, like, yeah.
We could film this on an iPhone right
yep,
now
yep,
easily.
Yeah. yeah. So it's crazy. I mean, the differences between all of them are starting to very quickly kind of like blur.
Yeah,
and
the gaps.
Yeah.
Closed.
Yeah. And now it kind of just comes down to like the style. Like, if you like, I mean, I don't know enough. I mean, you probably, but like if one camera manufacturer has better color and one of them is maybe has better dynamic range and
yeah.
you have like different, between the different manufacturers. So, but,
they're all right. pretty close.
Yeah. all right. Before we head back to the ramp, cause we're almost back here. What has been like your favorite place to, cause I know you go to Iceland a lot, and I know you said that's probably the most beautiful place you've been to.
Uh-huh.
Is that just hands down, like Iceland is like your go-to?
Yes.
Okay. What's like your favorite thing? I mean,
in Iceland,
I don't think it's like, you can't really beat a volcano erupting and like
right.
being present and like being able to
that's the
document
most
that
unique
okay.
aspect, I think, of Iceland because
okay.
they're always different. They're unpredictable. If you're there while one goes off or right, you know, or during an active eruption, I mean,
yeah.
That's really special.
Yeah.
If you can see it and capture it safely.
Yeah.
but outside of volcanoes, I think the highlands in Iceland are very special as well.
Okay.
Really, really special in summer. It's harder to access in winter because of snow. The
yeah.
roads aren't maintained.
Yeah.
But the highlands are amazing, just otherworldly. And yeah, I would say that, and then the 10,000 freaking waterfalls there.
I feel like Iceland is like, I mean, and you can see pictures, and it's just, it's nothing. I've never personally been to Iceland, but I can assume that, like, even just going to the Grand Canyon, like, how you see pictures, like, wow, it's beautiful, but then, like, when you actually go, you're like, holy crap, like, this
oh,
is so. I can only imagine,
person.
Like, Iceland, like, you look at a photograph of Iceland, and it literally looks otherworldly. Like, it doesn't look like how is this Earth? But I can only imagine, like, being there and seeing it in person, you're like, how is this even real? Because I feel like it's just someone created it with AI and
yeah.
like
oh,
fairy
Iceland.
Tale land looking ish non-Earth looking planet, and like that's what Iceland is, and
basically yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to hopefully get to go one day. And,
oh, you got to.
Definitely have plans to go, but that's awesome. So how many times have you been to Iceland?
18 at this point.
18, dang.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably too much.
Hey, I mean,
to
if you're going,
there's other
you're,
places I should be exploring.
I mean, if you're making money to go, like,
I mean, I'm there that much because of workshops.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, so. I wouldn't have gone there 18 times.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
Maybe I would have. I don't know.
I think we'll wrap it up, but thank you so much for coming out. It was
yeah, of course.
Awesome getting to show you the river. I know we got to hang out. I know before we started the recording, we got to see a little bit more of the river. But, oh, look, the otters are here. Look, look, look.
Oh, nice.
Look at them. I'm gonna get a video. You hear them munching.
What are they snacking on?
To be honest, this is like terrible because I don't know the answer. It's just really cute. You hear?
Oh, I hear it.
Like a perfect ending to the.
Yeah, you can just throw some iPhone footage.
That's what I did.
Nice.
I just overlaid in the. So then you can have, because like these cameras obviously being fixed on us, you can't see what we're looking at.
Right.
Oh, he's coming for us.
They're snacking.
I know. They're so cute. I'll try to get. I told you to get active this time of day.
That current, man.
I know.
You need help?
I think we're good. I'm trying to get.
Suppose like, I can help, I guess.
A little bit. You're good. I'm trying to get another shot before we. There's one coming up right here. So cool. You see the otters? Yeah. I know. I told you they get more active, like, right around, like, sunrise and sunset. Well, sorry, that was, like, a very crappy
outro.
But, yeah, thank you so much for coming out, though. It was awesome hanging out, and I enjoy seeing you do all of your crazy adventures and all the traveling you do and all of your photography, and just know that obviously I don't comment on every single thing that you do, but we definitely appreciate your work. And
that would be creepy if you did, bro.
Yeah.
No,
fangirl and comment on everything. Yeah. But no, thank you again for coming out. It was awesome hanging out.
My pleasure.
Definitely look forward to the next time. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, cool.